Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Barbara Eldridge, your host for Trendsetting Women. And with me today is our leading lady, Rita Alcala. She's Vice President of Business Development with Capital Solutions Bancorp. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, Barbara.
You know, I wrote up our topic, is other people's money, where to find it? And, you know, I think everybody always jumps immediately thinking, oh, there's the banks again. But I think what you do from years ago, from my own experience, was something that was different, and that's why I wanted to bring it to the table this morning. And so I think probably the thing I would ask you is to explain to people what you do and what the idea of the way you have brought business solutions, financial business solutions, to other businesses. Can you explain what that is?
Sure, Barbara. A lot of people know it as accounts receivable financing or factoring, and actually it is a non-debt solution. What that means is you're not borrowing money. You're actually getting your money faster. And it started back out in the 1400s, and there was a movie called Rob Roy that actually was discussing factoring back in the day. But the nice thing about factoring or accounts receivable financing is it doesn't put you in debt. It was designed to actually help businesses that were doing businesses with large corporations. And the larger the corporation that you do business with, the longer the terms it usually takes for them to pay you. So there are so many businesses struggling with cash flow and turning business down. But actually, if they could just get access to their own money, they could things would flow a lot smoother for them. So what we actually do is, once a business provides a service to another business and they're waiting out those terms in order to get paid, which can be from 30 to 60 days, what we actually do is we give them their money immediately and allow them to cover payroll or take on new opportunities, and then we wait out the 30 to 60 days.
Wow. So what is it about your background that brought you into this business? I mean, it fascinates me, because when I worked with it with a friend of mine, when we opened a business, we worked directly with a bank with receivable financing. So this is outside of that industry. What brought you to this business?
You know, it's kind of like you don't know where your path is going to be. I started in this business back in 1990. And I was working in the insurance industry for medical receivables.
Okay.
And the gentleman that designed the software for doctors to do their insurance claims back in, you know, the late 1980s, he sold his business, and he decided to modify the software to do the same thing with factoring, where the doctor is now the debtor and the patient is now the customer. Well, he was seeking out somebody to train him on the software program and found me. So once I trained him on the software, he said, you know what, once I get my business up and running, would you like to come work for me? I'm like, sure. I didn't even know this existed. And trust me, back in the early 1990s, when I was trying to explain this program to people, they were looking at me like I'm crazy, saying things like, is this even legal? And so, you know, it wasn't a matter of my background or anything. I'm a quick learner. I understand business. Business is pretty simple. It's pretty basic. It's all the same for most businesses, just a little bit of critiquing here and there. But I just learn quick, and I understand people's situation, and I was able to, you know, kind of sell our program and explain to them how it's going to help their business. So it was nothing about my background. It was just being in the right place at the right time.
Wow. That's a great way to start out. But, you know, can you kind of talked a little bit about it, but can you share an example of what it's done for? I mean, I know when I was in business, I was in business with a friend who did a temporary employment agency. And so, every week we would calculate the hours of our temps and figure out how much we were going to need, and we'd go to the bank. So can you give us some other areas that has worked, for businesses in what you do?
Well, you know, banks look at things differently than a factoring company. The bank is going to look at your history, your past, and mm-hmm. is history going to repeat itself? And so should we take that risk and lend them a certain amount of dollars? Whereas a factoring company looks at your future and where you're going, and in essence, it is a unlimited line of credit based on your accounts receivables that continues to grow with you. So, you know, when you have a bank line, they give you a certain dollar amount. And, you know, if you're a growing company, you would have to be going back to the bank almost monthly or quarterly and increasing that as you grow. Whereas a factoring company will do that automatically. As you continue to grow your business, we're going to continue to cash in those receivables for you. And another thing that we do is we do the credit qualifying of your customers on your behalf.
Wow.
Because in essence, we're extending credit to your customers. The person that's actually paying back that invoice is your customer, not you. We're just giving you that money quicker. So we make sure that they're credit worthy, and then we'll establish a credit limit on them for you. So basically, you come to me and say, hey, I have a contract with so-and-so company. How much credit would you extend them? You know, we'll either come back and say, we'll give them $100,000 line of credit, or we would suggest you do this COD, that we would not extend any credit to them. So it's actually protection
wow.
for you, which is nice. And most factoring companies will take that credit risk. So when I tell you I'm going to give you $100,000 credit on this, if this company files bankruptcy, that's on me.
Wow. Wow.
That's not at your risk.
That's
so there's a lot
risk.
Of protection. There's a lot of mm-hmm. protection. You know, we're like an extension of your business, giving you stability and strength.
You know, and are there particular industries that you work better with, or is it just, you know, are there certain amounts that are necessary in order to, you know, to get the help that you give?
You know, any business that provides service or a product to another business can use factoring.
Mm-hmm.
Some industries, like transportation, almost every owner-op trucker will factor his receivables because he needs fuel money on a daily basis to keep his trucks running. Staffing uses factoring because they need to cover payroll on a weekly basis.
I used to write the checks, I know.
Yeah, it's very difficult for those companies. I mean, and you know this, Barbara, there couldn't be a worse feeling than not having enough money to cover payroll for a business owner.
Exactly.
It is scary. You've got knots in your stomachs, and you know, cash flow is important. You know, 80% of businesses that go under are profitable. They just don't have the cash flow.
They don't know how to manage the cash flow.
Well, if you're a growing business, you need cash.
Right. Oh, exactly. Can't exist without it. So, yeah. So when, you know, getting into this, what do you think your biggest learning was?
Well, whenever you're dealing with money, you need to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
People, it's the client that you think you're the closest or
mm-hmm.
that you get the most comfortable with, you need to be leery of. There's a saying in our business, desperate people do desperate things. and we're all survivors. Mm-hmm. And one of the worst experiences for me was finding out when somebody has frauded you.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you can imagine in our industry that people go to depth to get what they need. Mm-hmm. And that's why part of the process in the factoring is we need to verify that we're buying valid invoices.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine you get comfortable with a client that you've been dealing with for 5 to 10 years and they get in a desperate situation. So in the back of their mind, they're thinking, hey, this would be really easy. All I have to do is give her an invoice and she'll give
mm-hmm.
me money.
Ah.
And we've been doing business for 10 years. And, you know, she's gotten so relaxed that she doesn't even verify my invoices anymore because she trusts me.
Wow. Wow.
So I had a situation where a business sold me a bunch of fraudulent invoices. And I kept following up with him saying, hey, what's going on? These guys haven't paid. You know, have you followed up with them? They're like, oh, yeah, yeah. They're going to pay. And then finally he walks in the door one day and says, hey, we need to talk. And then they lay out, those invoices are not going to get paid. They're not valid invoices. So, you know, you can never relax when it comes to money. You always have to follow procedures. Never deviate from your due diligence. In any business, because you never know what's around the corner.
So big learning.
Big learning experience, yes. Big learning experience. You know, live and learn. That's what they tell you, live and learn.
Wow. So people come to you, or are you out prospecting for them? I mean, it seems to me that you would develop a reputation where, you know, as I said, you know, other people's money, let's find it. Is that generally, you know, is it referral? Is it just because people know who you are?
I think it's mainly referral, just connecting with centers of influence, people that are connecting with businesses that, you know, insurance companies. Okay, a business needs certain things. So basically you need to surround yourself with other businesses that are providing services for those B2B businesses that we're looking for. So it's mainly referral. And surprisingly, you never know. You could be walking down the street interacting with somebody about something, your dog, and, you know, just getting a conversation with them. And then you explain to them what you're doing. They're like, oh, my gosh, I never even heard of this. I know somebody. So, and I treat it that way. You never know who people know. And it's just a matter of who you know, what you know, and continuing to tell your story.
Wow. Wow. You know, I know you mentioned earlier that you like being out, so I can just imagine you out there walking down the street. That's kind of funny. So what is fun about what you do?
It's the stories. It's everyone's story of how they got into business, how they came up with this idea, the uniqueness of some businesses. And, you know, I get amazed sometimes as well. Oh, my gosh, I didn't even know or consider this as being a business. And it's I just love the stories and the paths that people have taken to get where they are. And what's really exciting for me is being able to help these businesses grow and expand their business. And I have had people tell me, you know, years past of doing business with me, you know what, I would have never been able to do this without your help.
Wow. Wow.
You know, and that's gratifying to be able to help people. I mean, it might sound corny, but at the end of the day, helping people, it's just rewarding.
Very, very much so. You know, right after I had met you, one of my newer clients, you know, was talking about it, and I went, wait a minute, I have the name of somebody right here. And it just, you know, I always knew about factoring, you know, through the bank, but I had never known of any companies out there that were actually doing that for the small business. I know in construction, especially when you have, government contracts in construction, a lot of the small guys, when you what you talked about was the payroll, they can't even go there because they can't wait that 45, 60 days for the government to pay them. So it's an interesting aspect that we don't oftentimes look at. Before I go any further, in case our listeners want to be able to reach you after the show, how would you like them to contact you?
Well, they can contact me on LinkedIn. Also, my email address is just simply Rita, R-I-T-A, at csbancorp.com, which is C as in cat, S as in Sam, B-A-N-C-O-R-P.com. Or they can call me directly. I love to talk to people on the phone, 858-775-1934. They can text me or call me.
All right. So, you know, I know in you know, as business changes and everything, and with all that you do, what do you think the biggest challenge you face, you know, managing and marketing what you do?
It's getting in front of that business that actually needs my services. It's difficult out there with all the, you know, with all the social media and the way people are changing the way they want to communicate. Mm-hmm. It's harder and harder to get in front of people and actually get people to pick up the phone or even want to talk. I mean, I'm more of a person that this is a complicated service, and you can't go to a website and read our website and understand it. It's mm-hmm. more of a detailed service, and there's so many questions people have, and a lot of times people will make an assumption that it is, and it's really not. So with all the changes, I think the most difficult part is getting that engaging in that conversation and going into detail of how simple it really is, and the misconceptions of factoring that people have, and kind of changing the way they think about it, because it can help your business. I mean, it's a temporary solution. Is that
right.
Stepping stone for you becoming bankable?
Well, I think, you know, I recognize that, as I said years ago, when I was in the temporary employment business with a friend of mine, and you know, each week, you know, we would choose not to factor all of our invoices, you know, just what we needed, because we didn't want to build up, you know, we wanted more of it to ourselves. And so it is explaining it to people that does make it different, because and I would think, very honestly, people don't talk to other people about their financial situations, so
mm-hmm.
getting the referrals could be difficult.
Yeah, I think people are afraid to say that they're having financial problems, or and believe it or not, there was a staffing company that was using factoring, did not want to share with other staffing companies her secret. Her secret.
Oh, wow.
Because think about it. If you came, okay, so you're a staffing company and you're competing with other staffing companies,
mm-hmm.
and you find a solution to grow your business, you're not going to share that with your competition. You're not going to tell people, hey, I'm not having problems with my payroll. Are you? Yeah, I am. What are you? I'm not going to share with you what my secret is. There were an actual staffing company that told us, no, we will not share with you, with
wow.
my competitors, that we're using your services, because we don't want them to figure it out.
Wow.
Wow. Sooner or later, if they yeah. don't come up with a solution to cover
yeah.
payroll, they'll go out of business.
Well, exactly. It was, you know, I mean, from the get-go, if we didn't have it, we would not have been in business. So it was definitely what allowed the business to grow. And this was back east, but as I said, we did it through the bank, which, you know, I think that was all we knew as the that was available. So it's really, I know it's not something that you go out and see on billboards, so it really does have to be shared, and you know, people just need to be more open about it. So, let's ask a question. You know, you see a lot of businesses. How about let's say franchising?
Mm-hmm.
Can a franchisee or can a franchisor factor with you for a franchisee coming in?
Probably not, because, okay, in factoring, we file a UCC-1 with the Secretary of State, which is our lien rights, and we need to be in first position. A lot of times there is a loan behind the franchise, and they are in first position, making it very difficult sometimes for a factoring company to come in a junior position. Now, there are factoring companies that will do it in a junior position, but typically not behind a franchise.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, I'm trying to give people some ideas of the kinds of people that you do work with, and that's you know.
Well, now, for example, we do construction. We have figured out a way to do it with the construction companies that have progress billing. We have a special way of verifying those invoices. We can also work with medical receivables as long as they're using a third-party billing company. We use that third-party billing company to actually verify the insurance claim on our behalf, because typically we can't call Blue Cross and Blue Shield and say, is this a valid insurance claim? They won't speak
really.
To you. So we deal with a lot of manufacturing company distributors, wholesalers. So
I guess I would have to feel in this day and age, some of that's even scary, because some of these big companies are going online, and the stores are getting smaller or going away. So
Yes.
Well, how about you? What do you do for you? What do you do, and what's the biggest challenge for you personally, Rita?
I think the biggest challenge for me personally is, I love technology. I love learning new things. But I think the things that are challenging for me is this social media. I'm not on Facebook. I'm the type of person that rather pick up a phone and talk. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's holding me back in some ways. I haven't adopted social media yet. And I need to do that. And it's like it's on my bucket list of things to do and to learn how to do it. But that's, I think, my biggest problem, really, is I still am old school, where I like to meet people. I like to talk to them on the phone, get to know them. And I don't think you can do that. But then again, I'm not involved with social media, so maybe I'm missing something that I don't, that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, it definitely is an education in terms of, you know, where your market is, et cetera, you know. Are your people on Facebook, or are they on LinkedIn, or, you know, there's so many things that come up in my groups, my Mind Master groups, that you know, I'm going, really? You're using that instead of, you know, and I'm where you are. It is a definitely a challenge. But what about Rita personally? What do you do that is fun? I mean, here we are on a day when the sun is trying to come out here in wonderful California.
I have the pleasure of being able to build my dream home. So 6 years ago, my husband, I was able to design and build my dream home in Bonneville, California. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Bonneville. It's right next to Fallbrook. So I'm in San Diego County, but I live on 5 acres in Bonneville. And it's beautiful out here. We live in paradise. I live in paradise. And so when we built our house, we had just dirt. So I have been spending the last 5 or 6 years doing the landscaping. So my passion is working in the dirt with my succulents.
Wow.
And so I'm just kind of continuing to grow and expand, you know, the outside, because I love being outside. And
of course, you finished the inside already, right?
We already finished the inside. That was, and the reason I chose succulents is that they're so easy. Once you just clip them, stick them in the ground, water them, and they grow and expand. So I haven't really bought any new succulents for like 4 years. And we're pretty much continuing. I mean, it's almost pretty much covered. And I look at these succulents more as, since there's so many vibrant colors, you can create bouquets and put them in pots and stuff, and they're just beautiful. And so that's what I spend my weekends, besides my two dogs. I have a yellow lab, and she's She's 13, and we rescued a dog 2 years ago from Tijuana. And she's just, I mean, you know, I love watching them run around the five acres. It's like Disneyland for them. It's like Disneyland for them. They are so happy. You know, the lady that I got the dog from, the one that I rescued, came over just to check on her and said, oh, my God, she hit the jackpot here. And, and my husband said, no, the Powerball. This little girl, she's just having, it's a blast. And everybody loved her. My neighbors coming by, and so that's my pleasure, just kind of being at home, and so we're also planting fruit trees, and my husband just recently retired, and he is trying to he's growing grapes. So he's going to try to make his own wine.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you got almost another whole business growing in your backyard.
I do, kind of, you know, because my succulents are going crazy. So I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't want to throw them away. So I have been starting to put them in pots. And I don't know, that might develop into another business as well, is kind of doing the nursery and selling my succulents online as well.
Ooh,
who knows?
Ooh, all right. Then you're definitely going to have to learn all that technology stuff.
You know, and I might need to factor my receivables. Who knows? And then I don't know if I'm going to be able to find somebody that can do that for me. But we'll see.
I love it. Well, Rita, I really thank you for being our leading lady today, and a special thanks to our listeners. We are here on Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. And our leading lady on Friday will be Deborah Cantor. She's a relationship sales trainer and public speaker at Cantor Sales Training Association. The topic is Everyone is in Sales, and it's not a dirty word. I'm Barbara Eldridge, and I'm host of Trendsetting Women. Thank you for listening, and do make it a million-dollar day.
Thank you, Barbara.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.